plate a potential nugget.
And bringing it back to education, Karthik, across levels, right? Whether it's primary or secondary or higher education, where do you see inadequate commentary, given what you're seeing, given the research you've done on AI? Where do you see, where do you get concerned when you look at the education system?
Well, I get concerned at all levels, whether you look at, primary school, high school, even college. I think AI is improving at an exponential rate, and sometimes we are not good at understanding exponential change because we kind of look at where things are today. We kind of feel, hey, we have enough time. But the rate of change is exponential, and by the time you react 3 years later, it might be a bit late in for certain people and certain jobs. And so it's really important that we act super fast, that kids in school today grow up with things like algorithm literacy, so that not only the jobs, but as users of technology, they know how to use this. There are people coming out of colleges, out of high schools, that are now going to be using systems like WhatsApp and TikTok and all these other social applications. And they have amazing potential, but these systems also can cause a lot of damage. I talked about fake news on WhatsApp, serious damage if people don't understand how they work. So as part of, we're talking about digital literacy, but we tend to think of it in terms of, teaching them programming skills. I think that's great. Let's teach them programming because, it'll be a very valuable skill going forward. But also let's teach them life skills for using technology, understanding how the technology works, what are its limitations, how does the AI work. I think all that literacy is going to be important at all levels. It'll be even important, I know a lot of your listeners are executives. Look at managers, look at CEOs. Most of the C-suite today doesn't understand what is AI. And they are now being tasked with leading AI-driven business transformation, using AI to come up with game-changing interfaces with consumers to change how they win over consumers. And most of them don't know what is AI, what is machine learning, or even basic analytics. And so how are they going to do that? So even at those levels, executives now need to be retrained with AI.
And maybe making it tactical, Karthik, if we take two types of people, right? One is leaders in companies, CEOs, CXOs. The other is, let's say, the common man on the street. Mm. For them to build a working appreciation of AI, what sorts of resources would you suggest, and how would you suggest that they go about doing it?
Well, so a selfish plug for my book, but the the point of this book, and I called it A Human's Guide to Machine Intelligence, to specifically bring up the point that this is meant for lay people. This is not an engineer's guide to AI. While engineers will get something out of it, this is meant to get, regular people, whether it's the exec at a company or lay people, understand how these systems work, what is at stake, why you need to pick up, and so on. But beyond that, I think it's important to further educate themselves. Talking first about execs, you mentioned that group first. I think the point is to have more training within the organization for executives and for middle managers and everyone in the organization to understand what is AI, what is it doing in different industries, a few case studies, and then having lots of internal discussions and debates on how your organization can use AI and benefit from it. I think that's certainly needed. And it requires maybe a decision up top to invest in this and create, as part of exec training, lots of programs for AI education for executives. And I think the other aspect of this is going to be, as you mentioned, for common man or for lay people, how do they educate themselves? I think, again, there is no substitute to taking a few courses or reading a few books. And again, I'm not saying you need to get familiar with the intricacies of AI. You don't have to read the books meant for engineers, but I think you at least need to have a high level understanding. So go read a little bit about this. Go attend a couple talks that might be offered, at an educational institute that is open to the public. things like that, I think, are going to be important.
Thank you for listening. Please visit playtopotential.com for more podcast content. You could visit the curated playlist section on the website for specific bite-sized nuggets that are captured by themes, some of which might be relevant to you. Some of these topics include authenticity, mindfulness, reinventing yourself, navigational principles, and so on and so forth. You can also find the podcast offline on platforms like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and more.